总是能摆足够正好的位置，我们只多了一个。
So if we get more people, we'll get just a little bit more space. Announcements, we're going to have our conference Friday night, Saturday afternoon. And so if you have a question, we will start with the question today. Oh, I should make sure everybody has a copy of the charts, the same chart, but if you didn't bring a copy or didn't have a copy, you take the chart that's there.
那是这是一个同样的一张纸哈，跟上周一样，我们上周已经开始讲到这末世，最后我们开始问问题了。首先呢，就是大家谁没有这张纸这张表的可以拿一下哈，有的就跳过去。
Are there any questions to start with today？
那有没有问题啊？
All right. As your questions arise, you just interrupt and ask them.
那当你有问题的时候呢，就大家举手，打断我们就好了。
So, the chart starts where we are today.
这是我们从今天开始现在所在的地方，这是这幅图开始的地方。
And there are three lines on the chart.
然后呢，有三个方向。这个去向啊。
The first line is the one that goes up. People trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They go up to heaven, and then they carry on in heaven into the new heaven.
然后，一个呢是最上面那个，信靠耶稣的呢，他就去了天堂，然后呢从天堂要去新天新地。
The people who reject the Lord Jesus Christ.They carry on the broad road, and after death they go to hell, and then they go to the judgment of the great white throne.
那对那些拒绝耶稣基督的、拒绝救恩的呢？那他死后呢，去了地狱，然后再从地狱里，他会去到白色大宝座的审判面前。
But there will always be people living on the earth, and so they are on the middle line.
那所以还会有一些人呢，他是活在地上的，这就是中间这条线。
So, after the Lord Jesus Christ comes and takes the church to heaven, there will be a time of great tribulation, lots of trouble on the earth.
那在耶稣来把教会提走了以后呢，当中地上剩下的其他人呢，会经历一个特别大的大灾难的时期。
And after that, the Lord Jesus Christ will come back. There will be a great battle, and the Lord Jesus Christ will win the battle over all his enemies.
然后接着呢，耶稣会再来，在那个时候会有一个大的征战，叫哈米吉多顿的大战。那耶稣呢，会赢得这场战争。
And after that, he will establish his kingdom in the world.For 1,000 years.
那在这之后呢，他会建立他在地上的国度呢，一千年。
And so the word for that is millennium, because the word mille means 1,000.
那这个我们常常称作呢千禧年。那这个 mille 这个词根呢，在英语里就是一千的意思。
How long is a millimeter?
millimeter 这个是多长呢
？How many millimeters in a meter？
1,000 millimeter 就是一千米的意思啊。
Okay, meter、so、that's where we get milli.
Millimeter is
millimeter is 1/1000th of a meter.
Of a meter, okay. 就是毫米的意思，对，一米的千分之一，嗯。
Okay.
毫米的意思，对。
So what is a million?
Million 是多少
？Million is 1,000 thousands.
对，就是一千个一千，就是一百万，嗯。
All right. Any questions on this?
有什么问题
？All right, I want us to go next then to what happens after the millennium. We're at the end of our story here. What's going to happen after the millennium Revelation chapter 21.
好，我们现在今天讲最后的一块部分。在千禧年之后发生了什么事情？启示录的21章。
Revelation chapter 20.
最后一卷书，20章，圣经的最后一卷书，启示录20章。
All right, Revelation chapter 20, and we're going to start reading verse 2, just verse 2.
我们先读第二节。
Okay, verse 2 says, oh, you should probably read it. Actually, could read verse 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
That's right,、
okay.
then we'll do it in English.
Chapter 20, right?
Yeah.
他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑一千年，扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。
All right, we'll read those two verses together. He sees the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan.And bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time.So, very interesting.
非常有意思。
For 1,000 years, the Satan will be bound and locked up.
那在一千年里呢，撒旦会被绑了，然后锁起来。
He will not deceive people anymore.
他不再迷惑人了。
He won't tell lies, and nobody will believe lies.
然后他不再撒谎呢，也没有人再相信谎言。
So there's going to be a marvelous kingdom for 1,000 years.
那在那一千年里会有个特别美好的国度。
All right, now read verse 7.
好，我们来读第七节。
And again, you can read verse 7 for us.
Only 7?
Yeah.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被放出来。
Alright, so, when the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison. Okay, we'll get to the rest of the verse, or the rest later, but try to think now what that's going to be like. There's been 1,000 years of peace and righteousness and blessing and joy on the earth.For 1,000 years.
你想想这是个什么样的场景？那在过去那个的一千年里呢，有很大的平安喜乐，一切都很平和，已经有了一千年了。
Everybody will be happy.
每一个人都很开心。
Everybody will be healthy.
每一个人都很健康。
There won't be any policemen.
也没有什么警察。
There won't be any locks on your doors.
门也不用上锁。
It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Everybody will be perfectly healthy and strong.
这是个非常美好的，因为每一个人会都在自己很健康的状态。
What's it going to remind people of? What's it going to be like?
那这个会像什么呢？会提醒人们什么呢？
Going to be like the Garden of Eden, isn't it?
这就像最早的伊甸园，对不对？
And then Satan is going to be released.
然后接着呢，撒旦被放出来。
And he will be able to go back into the world.
然后他会能够去到世界不同的地方。
What do you think he's going to say when he gets there?
你猜他到了那里，他会说什么？
He's gonna say, you poor people.
他会说你们这些可怜的人。
1,000 years and you haven't been able to? And then he's gonna suggest a sin. And another sin. and he'll say, you know, God is a killjoy because he hasn't let you do all those things for 1,000 years.
所以他一定会这么说，他说你们一千年呢，你们都没有做这个这样罪的事情，上帝也不让你们在这里面找到乐趣啊，一千年你们都没有罪中之乐。
And then he'll say to them, you know, you've missed out on all that fun.
你们都失去了这么多好的有意思的事情。
God isn't very fair. He wouldn't even let you do anything bad.
然后他说神肯定是不公义的，他们都不让你们这些人做任何不好的事。
And what are the people going to do?
然后人们会怎么样呢？
They're going to do the same thing that Adam and Eve did.
他们会跟亚当和夏娃做一样的事情。
What a terrible thing.
那是非常糟糕的事。
Jeremiah has a line, and it goes like this.
耶利米书里有一句这样的话。
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
人心比万物都诡诈。
Okay.So you look at yourself in the mirror, and sometimes you say, you know, you're doing pretty well.
有的时候呢，你碰到别人说，哎，你这个工作做得挺好的。
And the New Testament says, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
对，就是新约有一句经文，我具体的这个准确的词我不能说记得了，他说他的意思是说那些以为他站得稳的要小心跌倒，要谨慎。
And so often when people become Christians, they think this is marvelous. I've got every, I'm never going to sin again.
然后那些成为基督徒的他会说呢，哎呀，我要真的要小心，我不再犯罪了。
But our hearts are very, very bad.
但我们的心是非常坏的。
So let's read and find out what happens to the world when Satan is released.
我们来看当撒旦放出来的时候世界里发生了什么。
Verse 8.
第八节。
You can read that, please.
出来要迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥格和马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
And verse 9.
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城。就有火从天降下烧灭了他们。
All right, what happened?
发生了什么呢？
Well, Satan told the lie, and many, many people living on the world, in the world, said, we like Satan's sin.
所以撒旦撒了一个谎，然后很多很多人在地上呢都说我们要撒旦的那个罪。
And they said, you know, if we hadn't had to serve God for 1,000 years, we could have been enjoying these terrible sins all along.
他们会说呢，如果我们不是在这地上跟随神过这一千年，我们一定在这一千年里都很多的享受了这个罪的乐。
And the people of the world got together and they said, let's go and fight against God this time, and this time we will win.
大家会说呢，让我们来一起来跟神打一仗，这一仗这一次我们要赢。
Okay, so he gathers them together. They are called Gog and Magog.
他们把列国呢聚集起来啊，就是哥格和马各。
And the people came in number more or like the sand of the seashore, an innumerable army came.
一个不计其数的军队啊，多得像海沙一样聚集起来。
They marched across the breadth of the earth.
然后遍满了全地。
And they surrounded the camp of God's people and the city he loves, which would be Jerusalem.
那围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，那应该就是耶路撒冷了。
Do you find that hard to believe?
你想这是不是很难理解？
Yeah, I like to think that people are better than that.
我倾向于，我也愿意相信人比这个描述的要好一些。
I would like to think that if everything were good and nice, people would say, I don't want sin.
我也相信呢，我也盼望了每一个人都说，我不想犯罪，什么事都是好的。
Have you noticed that in our world people want sin?
但是你有没有看见，在我们这个世界上呢，人其实喜悦罪的。
What are we doing in Canada today?
我们今天在加拿大做些什么事呢？
We're saying we should have more drugs.
我们说呢，我们应该有更多的毒品。
Okay, and the Canadian government is making opportunity so that we can all have access to more drugs.
然后呢，政府甚至在做这样的事情，创造更多的机会，让大家都有机会得到毒品。
Are drugs good or bad?
毒品是好东西吗？
Everywhere they've gone in the history of the world, they've been bad, haven't they?
任何时候，毒品来到在人类历史上来到一个地方，都毁掉一个地方。
Why don't we say, listen, if it's always been bad in the past, it's going to be bad in the future. We don't want drugs.
如果我们都知道从历史上它是不好的东西，那我们就应该说未来它肯定对我们不好，我们不应该要。
So in the wisdom of the Canadian government, smoking cigarettes is bad. Smoking marijuana is good.
但你看这个政府的智慧是什么？他说吸烟是有害健康的，吸大麻是可以的。那你看见这个政府的问题了吗
？Okay, God says, one husband, one wife, living together happily for their entire life. Is that good?
Yes.
上帝说呢，一个男人，一个女人。那他们是夫妻呢？他们在一起，一生都很快乐。
Why doesn't it always work？
那为什么不是总是能成呢？总是有很多问题呢
？And the answer is sin.
答案就是罪。
And the Lord Jesus says it's because of the hardness of our hearts.
圣经说呢，这是因为我们的心硬啊。
So the Canadian government right now is saying, listen, all kinds of sexual perversion is good.
那政府呢其实是在说那各种各样的这个性关系都是允许的。
But we know it's bad.
我们知道这是很不好的。
And the people who've gone through the agonies of divorce and separation and so on, they all know it's bad.
那任何人经历过这个离婚啊或者分离，他们都知道这个是不好的。
So if Canada can be doing what it's doing today, is it not expected that when the devil comes back after 1,000 years, he'll get lots of followers who say, we want our sin now, we don't care about the consequences.
所以今天如果我们在加拿大能看见这样的现象呢，在那一天就是撒旦出来迷惑全地的时候呢，我们一定也同样能够想象有大量的跟随者说我们要跟着你，我们也要罪。
And so what's going to happen next?
那我们下面会发生什么呢？我们往下看。
Verse 10. Where are we again? Yep, I keep on getting the wrong page. It's verse 10. That's right. All right. Verse 9 ends up. Fire came down from heaven and devoured them.
那第九节的后面呢？写到火从天上降下，烧灭了他们。
Okay. So how is the destruction going to come? Fire.
什么样的破坏会来呢？就是火。
That'll be a terrible day.
那是个非常糟糕的日子。
Now verse 10.
第十节。
And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Does the devil deserve to be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那恶者魔鬼是不是应该就只应该这样的下场在这样的痛苦里到永远呢？
If you were God, would you give the devil another chance?
如果你会你是上帝，你会给魔鬼再给他一次机会吗？
If you were God, would you say there, there, I'm just going to put you over there, you go play golf now for the rest of eternity. Would you say that?
你会说的那魔鬼，那现在我就把你放到一个地方，你去以后就永远去打那高尔夫球吧。
God
会这么说吗？
Devil, you've done something very, very bad. You've done everything very bad. You deserve to be tormented day and night forever.
上帝会说，魔鬼，你做了太不好的事，太糟糕的事，所以你就应当在这地方受痛苦直到永远。
我想知道，就是他之前千禧年不是都很好吗？为什么又把他放出来？这是一个问题。还有一个问题就是，这个要持续多长时间？就是把他放出来，又到火烧掉他们，
okay.
把他扔回去。
Okay.
这个中间的持续时间。
Okay. Yeah, Nicole had two questions. One is the previous 1,000 years looks very good, very in a harmony. But why all of a sudden release Satan? So the reason of the release, is any source on that? And secondly, what's the time lag between after release of the Satan and the destroy of the Satan's followers? Yeah.
So. All right. We're going to start the second answer first.
我们先看第二个问题的答案。
And the second answer is verse 3.
第二个问题的答案是第三节。
The last line of verse 3 says, after that, he must be set free for a short time.
那第三节说呢，以后必须暂时释放他，所以答案就是他是个非常短的时间。
And that's all we know.
这就是我们所知的关于时间上的。
It's going to be a short time,
对
but we don't know.
对，它只是一个定性的，是一个很短的时间，到底多少年都不知道，对，这是个很短的时间，对。
Okay, we would assume that if 1,000 years and a short time probably going to be less than 1,000 years, we don't know. The Lord just says short time.
所以因为我们知道有一千年，那如果暂时呢，应该肯定是短过一千年，对，这个是我们知道的。
But the question is, Nicole's first question is, why must the devil be released for a short time?
那第一个问题就是为什么恶者需要在一个很短的时间里被放出来？
All right, so my question to you then is this. Why will you end up in heaven?
那我给大
家。Why would you end up in hell?
为什么我们我给大家的问题是为什么我们会在天堂结束，不是在地狱里结束？我们
answer because you had a choice to make.
答案是你有一个选择可以做。
You can either believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and go to heaven, or you can say no, I don't believe, and you won't go to heaven.
你可以说我相信耶稣基督。然后我去天堂，你也可以说我拒绝他，你就去不了天堂。
And the only people who can go to heaven are people who believe.
那能去天堂的是那些相信的人，唯一的。
But you see, you can't believe in the Bible sense of the word unless you have the option of not believing.
所以按照圣经的这个自由意志的教导呢，除非我们有拒绝的能力，否则我们不能说我相信。
Belief always implies a choice.
所以相信里面永远都隐含了一层意思，就是你是有两样选择的自由。
So the Lord left a tree called the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden and said to Adam and Eve, now you can have anything you want. You must not eat of that tree.
所以上帝在伊甸园放了一棵树叫善恶树，然后他跟亚当和夏娃说呢，其他所有树的果子你都能吃，但是呢你不能吃这一棵树的果子。
And they, Adam and Eve, had to believe. They either had to believe God or believe the devil.
所以呢亚当和夏娃在这棵树上呢他们就必须做一个选择，他或者选择相信上帝，或者选择相信那条蛇。
Who did they believe?
他们选择相信谁呢？
They believed the devil.
他们相信了恶者，相信魔鬼。
Okay, and they had to go out of the garden because they believed the devil.
他们就必须离开那个园子，因为他们相信了。
Now you and I are here today, and we've got to decide who we are going to believe.
那我们今天在这里呢，我们都需要自己做决定，我们选择相信谁。
We all have a very simple decision.
那我们都有一个非常简单的选择。
Here's Jesus.
那这里是耶稣。
And all the promises of the Bible.
所有的在圣经里对他的对我们的应许。
All the good things that he can give.
所有他能给我们的好东西。
All the evidence of history to say that those who love and fear the Lord are blessed.
所有那些从历史上有的证据来看，给到那些相信和敬畏耶稣的人的那些祝福。
And we believe, we can believe Jesus, or we can say, no, Jesus, I don't believe you, I believe the devil.
但是呢，我们可以说呢，耶稣，我不相信你，我相信魔鬼。
Okay, and when people say, I believe the devil, they say, I want sin.
当人们相信魔鬼的时候呢，我就是要罪。
I know there's suffering and sorrow and sadness and all kinds of terrible things, but I don't want to believe Jesus because I choose sin.
我知道那里有苦难，有眼泪，有悲伤，但是我就是不要耶稣，我就是想要那个罪。
So everyone decides in his life whether he believes Jesus or the devil.
所以每一个人都必须在他的生命里选择，或者选择基督，或者选择魔鬼。
Now, what would happen if you were born? What would happen if you were born 500 years into the millennium?
我们假设这样，就如果。
I just came by to pick up a schedule.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Great.
See you later.
Yeah. Okay. Good, Graham. Thank you.
假设你是在那千禧年里面第五百年出生的。
So what would happen if you were born 500 years into the millennium?
如果你是在那千禧年里当中啊，五百年生的。
Would you have the choice to believe or not believe?
你会不会有选择的能力或权利信或者不信呢？
The devil wouldn't be there to tempt you.
连魔鬼都没有。
And so if you were just to go automatically to heaven, you wouldn't go to heaven because you believe.
如果你你能够去天堂是因为你现在选了，你相信了。
You would never have a choice.
但是在那个时代呢，如果你直接去，你就没得选了，你就直接去了。
And therefore, in order to be fair,
所以为了公平呢，
everybody
对每一个人要公平，
the world,
对每一个生在地上的人要公平啊。
Everybody has got to have the same chance Adam and Eve had to choose evil.
所以每一个人都要面对亚当和夏娃的选择，就是。
And so the Lord allows the devil to come back for a short time.
所以呢，上帝会许可撒旦短时间出来。
To test everybody the same way as he tested Adam and Eve and you and me.
所以这个性质就和当年，蛇去。引诱亚当和夏娃的性质是一样的，给他们一个很短时间的测验，就给他们真正拒绝选择的自由。
So then he can take the heaven those who believe.
对于那些真的相信的就去天堂了。
And he will destroy those who don't believe. Lucia's got a question.
这千禧年是个地下还是天上？
The millennium is in on the ground or
The millennium's on the ground in this world, just as we know it today.
什么时候？
对，大灾难之后。Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can explain it more. Yes.
Okay.
They don't know who are in this. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
okay,
they said. Yeah, they said the Christian currently is in. Oh, yeah, already gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Christians are here.
基督徒是在上面。对。
But in a coming day, there will be people here.
yeah, 基督徒不需要，不需要。Yeah.
And so what we're talking about is actually between here and here. It's right in there. The chart doesn't show it.
对，这张图没有显示。我们刚才讲的其实是在这个千禧年这个皇冠的这里。跟那个新天新地当中这块空白的这个地方，对，而且经历的人呢是从当中这条线过去的。I just explained to them.
Good.
Yes, it's the middle line.
Yes.
Yeah, directly. It's not the up line, not the
yeah,
yeah.
It's the middle line.
所以是中间这条线，中间这条线就是地上的人不停的在繁衍，对吧？一直是在。Oh, yeah, she said that's different from what she learned before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what Revelation 20 says.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
这就是我们为什么要,
that's
why we
said. Revelation 20 says that's going to happen.
对，这是我们说启示录二十章告诉我们的，这就是我们刚才讲的。Okay. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. So it's a good question. So after Satan was put into the lake of fire,
yes,
which means that at that time on the ground, no new birth, right? No new generation coming, right? So otherwise, it's kind of unfair for the future. All of
that's
them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, we're going to get to that in
yeah.
the next movement.
Yeah. 所以我们会马上会讲到这个点的，啊，会在后面讲新天新地的时候会讲到这个。
But Sharon is right. Satan is put in here, and there's no future from there. The lake of fire is forever.
对，所以那个时候撒旦会被丢到这个右下角的这个火湖里去啊。
But Sharon's question is, what about the people on the earth?
那Sharon的问题是呢，在地上剩下的人呢
？Okay, and the Bible says that the people on the earth who have disobeyed God, they are going to be killed by the fire from the Lord.
那些地上剩下的人，他们都会被从天降下的火呢，都烧灭了。
All right, now over to the book of Peter.
对你没有了，应该没有了。你听听他是 Peter， 彼得。
Am I supposed to be answering another question? Mm-hmm.
First Peter or Second Peter?
I guess it's Second Peter.
彼得后应该是。
Second Peter chapter 3.
三章。彼得后书三章。
Second Peter chapter
3. 11, right? 10, 11.
I'm not sure where we're going to start reading. I think we'd better start with verse 8.
8, okay. Yeah.
We'll read several verses here.
我们需要读一些的经文啊，我们从第八节开始读，彼得后书三章八节。
Okay, so he's talking here, verse 8, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
So God often thinks in general terms of 1,000 years.
所以上帝看很多的事情呢，在一千年里发生的事情就像一天一样。
And in the Bible then, it's very interesting that the simple numbers are 1,000 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 years, 1,000 years.
然后圣经里经常一个很简单的一个数字，就是1,000年, 1,000年, 1,000年。
How long between Abraham and Jesus?
亚伯拉罕和耶稣之间隔了多长？过多久？
2,000 years.
2,000 年。
How long between Abraham and David?
亚伯拉罕和大卫之间隔了多少年？
1,000 years.
1,000 年。
How long between David and Jesus?
大卫和耶稣之间隔了多少年？
1,000 years.
1,000 年。
How long between Jesus and you and me?
那耶稣到我们？
2,000 years.
2,000 年。
Very often God...He thinks in terms of 1,000 years.
所以上帝的这个经常是用1,000年为单位来做事情的。
All right, verse 9. And you should read that, please.
Yeah, 第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
All right. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise as some understand slowness. Okay. The Lord is doing everything at his time. Some people say, we've waited a long time for God to fulfill prophecy. He said 2,000 years he was coming back and he still hasn't come back.So they say, you can't trust God.
所以我们知道这个很多人看见神的这个作为还没有成就的时候，他总是会说，哎呀，这个他不会再做了，他不要再相信他。
So the question is, why didn't the Lord Jesus come back a long time ago?
那为什么耶稣没有在很早以前来呢？
And the answer is, he is patient with you.
因为他很有耐心对我们。
Not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
他不愿有一个人沉沦呢，每个人都，他盼望每一个人都悔改。
If you haven't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, why did the Lord Jesus not come back yesterday?
如果你还没有相信耶稣基督成为你的救主，为什么他昨天不来呢？
Because he wanted to give you another day so you'd come back today.
那这是因为他希望给你再多一天呢，那他今天再来，你信了就好。
Okay, but now verse 10.
那第十节。
It says, but the day of the Lord will come.
但主的日子要来。
When the day of the Lord comes, it's going to be the end of the day of opportunity.
那主的日子来的时候呢，那任何有机会的时间就都没了。
That's scary. We've all known the situation. You say, okay, I've decided I'm going to buy that.
然后我们都需要做这个决定啊，就是我们我需要买这样东西。
And you go to the store and the clerk says,Sorry, we're all sold out.
然后你去商店，然后职员说呢，不好意思，我都卖光了。
Oh, you say, I should have bought it yesterday.
你会说，哎呀，太可惜了，早知道我昨天就去买。
Okay. But the Lord Jesus says, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation.
所以耶稣说呢，现在就是接受的时候，现在就是得救的时候。
And this verse says, the day of the Lord will come.No more opportunity.
所以这里说呢，主的日子一定会来，到那个时候就没机会了。
All right, what's going to happen in the day of the Lord?
那主的日子来的时候会是发生什么呢？
The heavens will disappear with a roar.
天必大有响声废去。
The elements will be destroyed by fire.
有形质的都要被烈火消化。
The earth and everything in it.Will be laid bare or burned up.
地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Well, that's going to be a big change.
这是会是一个特别大的变化。
Okay, people today are concerned about global warming.
今天的人呢，经常会担心全球的暖变暖。
That's not what we need to be afraid of.
这是不是我们要担心的。
It's not going to be global warming. God's going to send the fire on the world, and the world is going to be burned up.
这不是变暖的问题，这个会有火从天上降下，对，就直接都烧掉了。
Okay, God is going to bring judgment, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, but before the new heaven and the new earth comes, there has got to be an end of the old heaven and the old earth.
所以，神会把新天新地赐下来，但是新天新地赐下之前呢，一定会有一个旧的天和地结束的时刻。
So the people who live at the end of the millennium.
所以那些人生活在千禧年的尾端的最后的那段时间的人。
Those who disobey God will go down to the lake of fire.
那些背逆神的人呢，他们就会直接去到火湖了。
And those who truly believe in God, they will go to the new heaven and the new earth.
那些真的相信耶稣、相信神的人，就会去到新天和新地。
Okay, so why is this still future? Because God wants everyone to know, to repent, and to turn to Him.
为什么还会有未来的日子？因为神愿每一个人得救，他愿每个人都有机会。
But when this is all done, Vancouver is going to look very different.
那如果这些都做成了以后呢，温哥华应该会是完全不一样的样子。
Certainly everything that we know about Vancouver, all the buildings and all that's going to be destroyed.
所以我们看见的所有的建筑应该都没了。
And probably the mountains are going to be moved around too. It's going to be a new earth. It's going to be very, very different from what we've got now.
这是会是一个新的天地啊，完全跟我们所熟悉的不一样。
All the remains of sin are going to be taken away.
所有剩余的罪都会被拿走。
And what's left is going to be absolutely perfect.
那留下的应该就是完全完美和圣洁的。
But the other thing is, there's going to be a new heaven.
那另外的是呢，就会有一个新的天。
And we don't know how God is going to do that.
那是我也不知道神会怎么做这个事。
The Bible says that what the Lord is going to do is He's going to change the heavens. He's going to take them just like if you change your clothes, you take your jacket off.And you put a new one on. He says he's going to do that with the heaven.
圣经讲过一个形象的比喻，他说神要改变这个天啊，要给我们一个新的天，像就像什么，就像我们把外衣脱了，把旧的外衣脱了，然后呢穿一件新的外衣那样啊，这就是未来可能会发生的一件事。
He says he's going to fold them up like you would an old coat.
他会把这个旧的天就像我们有一件旧衣服一样，把它折起来。
And then he's going to have something brand new.
然后呢，会给我们一件新的，完全新的一个衣服。
We don't really understand that.
我们也真的不能明白到底到时候会是个什么样子。
What I do know is this: there's going to be a big change.
我的确知道的是，到时候会有一个特别大的变化。
Now, the world in which we live is beautiful.
今天我们活的地上呢，是的确很美丽。
Sin has brought lots of bad things to it, but it's still pretty nice.
即便罪带了很多很麻烦、很糟糕的事情来呢，但是这个世界就是这个地呢，还是看起来很漂亮。
Most of my friends come to Vancouver, they say, "Oh, it's a beautiful city."
我们很多朋友来到温哥华就说，哦，这是个很美的城市。
I say to them, "Take your glasses off. Don't look too closely. Vancouver's a sinful city."
我经常告诉他们呢，你把眼镜摘下来，不要看得太清楚，因为呢，这的确是一个罪恶败坏的城市。
But if you think Vancouver is beautiful now, you haven't seen anything.
如果你只看见了这是一个很美的城市呢，其实你就真的没看见这城市的本质。
God is going to make everything new.
因为神要造全新，一切都更新了。
We're going to enjoy it.Forever,
我们会在永恒里，享受神给我们创造的
It is going to be unimaginably beautiful.
这是超出我们想象的美丽。
Okay, God's going to make a new heaven.
他要造一个新天，一个新地。
So, questions before we go on to the last phase.
那我们有没有问题？我们进到下一个之前，
就是他那个新的 question， 那时候人还是有他那个 information， 千禧年的时候，就是没有撒旦的诱惑，但是人的那个罪的 nature 还在。
Okay, yeah. So in the millennium years,、mm-hmm. all those new births,
yes,
they still have the sinful nature、
yes.
inside, right?
That's right.
Just no temptation outside.
That's right. That's right.
但他们那个犯罪的。诱惑没，但是犯罪的动机是
对的。对，他说是对。
那他们那个是不是因为没诱惑才会有那些 joy 的那种 peace 吗？他不是罪的本质啊。那我们现在年代属于什么？他只是在一千年之前，还是已经？
我们在这之前，对，还早呢。基督都还没有来，对，教会都没有被提，对，五亿一千年里是基督作王。
那我们现在还在这种时代，
对，
都还没进到这
个。没有，还早。
可是他说主来像贼一样，你都不知道他什么时候，有可能明天，也有可能一千年以后，不知道。
I just explained them. We will finish either by this,
yes,
or by rapture, right? Rapture or by God coming, right?
I guess so. I'm not.
We're gonna try for
the problem is that there are people. We either die or are raptured.
Yeah.
That's us. To be sure.
But the other people, there's different things as you go across the chart.
Okay.
All right.
好，大家安静啊！我帮大家翻译一下，就是我们呢，我们现在在哪呢？我们现在还在最左边哈。那我们的结局呢，就是，我们或者碰到的是这根黑的柱子，就是死亡在这地上。或者呢，在这个之前，基督就来了，信的人就被提了，没有信的人就进到了大灾那里，就是当中的这个大灾那里。如果我们在这之前，在碰到这个黑柱子之前，我们基督都还没有来呢，我们每一个人都要被这个黑柱子的死亡所终结，那信的人就去了天堂，没有信的人就去了地狱。啊，这就是我们现在的状态。
OK，
Yeah，
All right。
那是说中间的这些是
都是后来的事情，住的
是就是在这个地方的人只有两条路，
对，
中间的这些
都是一直还活在地上的人，
是主来了以后，
对，就教会被提了以后一直还活在地上的人，对吧？啊，他还没
有
做选择，对，啊，
已经活在地上就是不信的人了，信的人不都被提走了吗？
那有不信的，也有没做选择的。
对，
还有没有做选择的？
不是不信的，是他们
没
有
对，
没
有做
选
择，对他没有说不信，对。在那个大灾那里，对，大灾那里会有人会做选择，对。
这个是选择拒绝神的人，
就是、
这个是选择拒绝神的
短
视，这个是没有选择的人。
对 ，people still talking about the middle line.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Just one other thing.、
Yeah.
Norma suggested that I maybe should remind you that in the millennium.If somebody sins, then there must be, because of the Lord's judgment, there must be immediate judgment. So if somebody sinned in the millennium, that person would be killed immediately. Sin will bring death immediately. But when it's all over, there's got to be a temptation so that each of us all down through history would have the same opportunity to believeJesus or to believe the devil.
所以在千禧年里呢，因为那个诱惑已经没有了，所以神是耶稣是掌管千禧年的那个王，所以那个千禧年里任何人犯了罪呢，他是立刻得到惩罚的，因为他是在神面前直接犯的罪，所以罪的代价直接就是死了啊，所以在那个时候呢，他是不会留下任何罪人在地上的，犯罪就死了，然后直到那个撒旦再被放出来千禧年末， 被诱惑那些人做选择。其实在前面犯罪的其实就做了选择，我就是要罪，那他就死了。
Just to clarify one other thing now. The choice is to believe in Jesus or to believe in the devil.
所以总结呢就是一个选择，你相信基督呢你还是相信魔鬼。
If you say, I believe in Jesus, you get to go with Jesus to heaven.
如果你说我相信耶稣呢，我们就跟着他去了天堂。
If you say, I won't believe in Jesus,
如果你说我不要相信他，
then you say, I will believe in the devil.
你说我要相信那恶者。
And you will go with him to the lake of fire.
然后你会跟着你所相信的那个恶者呢，去到火湖。
In any war, you've got to decide whose side you're on.
所以在任何的战争里面，包括人也是一样，你总是要选一边的。
If you're on the side that wins, you're happy.
如果你选的那边赢了，你就高兴了。
If you're on the side that loses,You're probably going to die.
如果你选那边输了呢，你可能你会跟着死的。
But the choice is always the individual. Do you choose to be with Jesus and get all his blessings, or do you choose to be with the devil and get all his punishment?
所以总是我们个人的决定，你要选相信耶稣呢，去得着他的，关乎他的所有的祝福，或者相信撒旦，去得着他所有的惩罚。
How important is the decision?
这是非常重要的选择。
Boy, it's important.
非常重要。
All right. The、
okay.
book of Revelation chapter 21.
好，我们继续回到启示录的21章。20章。
This is the good part.
这是一个好的部分了。
This talks about what it's going to be like in heaven.
这个会讲到天堂会是像什么样子。
Chapter 21.
21章。
And verse
1. 21章的一节。
Gary.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Okay, so.The old heaven and the old earth are gone. We've got a new heaven and a new earth. What is that going to be like?
那旧的天地都过去了，我们有个新的天，新的地，会像什么呢？
And in particular, what we see in verse 2 is, I saw the holy city. You should read verse 2, please.
第二节呢，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
So God's got a new heaven and a new earth and a new holy city.
上帝有一个新的天新的地和一个新的圣城。
And it was coming down out of heaven, from God, prepared like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这就像一个新妇装饰整齐等候她的丈夫。
And this is very figurative language, but Who is the husband?
这是一个非常比喻的词哈，这个话语，谁是那个丈夫呢？
Jesus is the husband.
耶稣是那个。
Who is the bride?
谁是新妇呢？
The church.
That's us. So what's coming down out of heaven is this city, which is us, and we are the city, and we don't understand that. But you're going to see the description of the city. And in part, it's a description of ourselves. It's hard to understand, but that's what it is.
那我们知道教会就是心腹，但是这里的比喻呢，就是说这个城就是那个教会，就是那个心腹，所以这个有点难理解啊，我们也不知道这个该怎么去，但这就是圣经这么讲的，就是这个城的就是这个教会，就是这个心腹，它要降下来。
All right, verse 3, if you could read that in Chinese.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Okay, what's heaven going to be like?
天堂会像什么呢？
It's going to be like God living with us. We live with him.
就像神与我们同住，我们跟他在一起。
We will be his people.
我们会成为他的子民。
He will be with us.
他要与我们同在。
He will be our God.
他会做我们的神。
Okay? So you can imagine the bride-to-be. And she says, my husband who's going to be my husband, he's over there.
你可以想想这个新娘是怎么样，她说这个是我的新郎啊，她会在她的丈夫在那里。
My doctor's wife. Well, my doctor's wife told me this story.
我的医生啊，我的医生的妻子跟我讲了这个故事。
She was living in Scotland.
她住在苏格兰。她过去住在苏格兰。
Her boyfriend was living in Scotland.
她的男朋友那时候在苏格兰。
He said to her, I'm going over to Canada to study medicine.
他说呢，我要那男的说我要到加拿大来去学医，学药。
And when I get my doctor's degree, I'm going to come back to Scotland and marry you.
他说呢，我在那边得到这个博士学位以后呢，我就回苏格兰来娶你。
So he went over to Canada.
然后他就去了加拿大。
And another Scottish boy went up to his wife.
然后另外一个苏格兰的男孩呢，去找了这个他的妻子。
To his girlfriend, she wasn't the wife yet.
是他的这个女朋友了，那时候还没有结婚。
And he said to her, he said, listen, would you go out with me? I like you. I would like to date you.
然后他就跟这个女孩说呢，那我们能够约会吗？
And she was on the west coast of Scotland.
他们在这个苏格兰的西岸。
And she looked across the Atlantic Ocean.
然后他看这个大西洋啊，就是跨过大西洋去看。
And she said to that man, I'm sorry, I can't. My heart is over there.
他说呢，我不可以跟你去约会，因为我的心呢、在大西洋的那头。
Okay, we can understand that.
我们能理解。
And so here's the Christian today. Where's our heart?
那今天是基督徒啊，那我们的心在哪里呢？
Our hearts with Jesus in heaven.
我们的心在天堂的耶稣那里。
We're just not there yet.
我们只是人没在那里。
Okay, he's over there getting things ready for us.
他在那里为我们安排一切。
But we say, I can't do that. My heart's in heaven. My heart's with Jesus.
我们就跟这个姑娘讲的一样，我这个我不能做，因为我的心在那里，在那头。
All right. So, verse 4.
好，第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
What's it going to be like?
会像什么呢？
When we meet him, he will wipe every tear from their eyes.
那我们跟他们相见的时候，他会把我们一切的眼泪都擦去。
Why will there be tears in our eyes?
为什么我们的眼里有眼泪呢？
Probably going to be tears of joy, aren't they?
也许是高兴的眼泪哈。
Yeah. I had a professor at university. I may have told some of you this story.
我以前也许跟大家讲过我的一个大学的故事。我有一个教授。
He was just a little bit of a peculiar man, but a nice man.
他是个很好的人，只是有点有时候有点奇怪。
I met him at Oak Ridge in the supermarket buying oranges one day.
那我有一次在 Oak Ridge 那个商场里碰到他买橘子。
And that would have been 8 or 10 years after I studied with him at UBC.
那已经是我在大学毕业以后八年到十年的时候了。
I said, Professor Blaine,It's so good to see you. How are you?
然后我说，哎呀 ，Blaine 教授，真是太高兴又见到你，你还好吗
？He said, "Well, I'm a whole lot better than I was when I saw you last."
他说呢，我 跟上一次见到你相比啊，我现在好多了。
And that would have been 8 or 10 years earlier.
那已经是八到十年前他们。
I said, well, Professor, tell me your story.
然后我说，哎，教授告诉我你的故事。
He said, well, when I was teaching you, he said, I had some psychological problem.
嗯，然后他说呢，当我教你的时候呢，我有一些这个精神上的问题。
So he said, I used to go to see my psychiatrist once or twice a week.
我每一到两个星期呢，我去见我的医生。
And not much was happening. But he said, one day I went in to see my psychiatrist.
他说没有什么太多变化，有一天我去见我的医生。
I think it was on a Friday.
我记得是一个礼拜五。
And we were talking for 2 or 3 minutes.
我们讲了大概两三分钟话。
And he said to me, you are cured. What happened to you?
然后他的医生突然说，哎，你好像好了，你得医治了，你发生什么事了？
I said to him, I'm not cured. Nothing's happened to me.
我说没有啊，我没得医治，我身上没发生什么事。
The doctor said, you are cured. Something happened to you.
然后医生坚持说，你一定得医治了，一定你身上发生了点什么。
He said, doctor, I'm a sick man.I need your help, and I don't need you to tell me I'm cured.
然后这个人就说呢，我是个病人啊，医生，我不希望你跟我讲我医治好了，我需要你的帮助。
And the doctor said to him, you are cured.
然后呢，医生就反复坚持。
What happened to you?
你就得医治了，你发生什么了？
And he thought, and then he remembered the night before, he had heard the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
然后他就想一想，哦，他是想起来了。他在前一天晚上呢，他听到了福音。
And after he heard it, he said, "That's what I want. I choose to believe now."
当他听到以后，他说：“这是我想要的，我现在要选择相信。
”And he went home.
他就回家了。
And he went to sleep.
他就睡了。
And he went to see his psychiatrist in the morning.
然后早晨他就去看他的那个心理医生了。
And the doctor said to him, "That's it, you're cured. You can go now."
然后他的心理医生说，那这就对了，你现在得医治了，你走了，你可以，你好了。
So he said, "I thought, well, this is pretty." So he said, "I started going to church after that."
然后他说呢，我自此之后呢，我就开始去参加聚会了。
And he said, "When I went to church, I used to sit in the back row."
他就说呢，当我去教会的时候呢，我常常坐最后一排。
And I used to cry.
我经常在那哭。
And people from the church would come up to me, and they would say to me, "Professor, what's wrong with you?"
然后这教会的人就会
"What can we do to help you?"
教会的人就会过来安慰他说，教授啊，你发生什么事了？我们能不能帮助你啊？
And he told me, I used to say to them.
他说，他就告诉我，我是这么回答他们。
There's nothing wrong. Can't a man cry for joy?
然后他就这么回答那些人，他说，没有什么不对啊，难道一个人不能因为高兴而流泪吗？
Okay, I think when we get to heaven, the Lord's going to wipe away the tears of joy.
我相信我们到天堂去的时候，耶稣会把我们喜乐的泪擦去哈。
There have been some sad days along the way.
那在他的一生呢，会有很多苦难的日子。
And the Lord will wipe those tears away as well.
那当然，主会擦去那些眼泪。
Heaven is going to be a place with no tears.
Amen.
And after we've been there for a while, we won't have to weep the tears of joy. We'll just have a more natural joy without the tears. But we're going to have a wonderful time in heaven.
我们刚跟主待一段时间在天堂之后呢，我们就会有，我们非常平和的喜乐，我们应该没有再有眼泪了。但我们特别期盼那样的日子。
So don't be hard on university professors. God still loves and saves university professors.
所以大家不要对这个大学教授特别的严厉啊！这神爱每一个人啊，虽然他们有的时候不是很可爱啊。
What else do we know about heaven?
那我们怎么知道关于天堂呢？
There will be no more death.
再没有死亡。
Isn't that marvelous?
是不是很好啊？
How disappointing is death? No more death.
不再有死亡。
Or mourning.
不再有悲哀。
Mourning. What is mourning?
什么叫做悲哀啊？
It means it means sorrow for loss and what might have been.
这是一种内心的忧伤，忧伤什么呢？忧伤你已经丢失的东西。
Do you ever look back at yesterday and say, I never should have done that?
你有没有这种经历？你往回看看你的历史，你说，哎呀，早知道我真不该做这件事情。
And that's the way I was. I think it was in the middle of the night or early this morning, and I told myself the story again of something that I did many years ago.
那我比如说昨天晚上我睡到一半醒的时候，我就告诉自己，就让自己想起来以前做的一些事。
I can't remember what I'd done, but I remember saying to myself, Harold, how could you have been so foolish? I'm remembering now what it was. Why would you have ever said that? I felt so bad that I had said that.
Yeah, 他不太甚至不太记得这个背景，但他就记得当时事情之后呢，他跟自己说呀 ，Harold， 你怎么会说这么愚蠢的话哈？你早知道不该这么说哈。
When we get to heaven, even that will be removed.
我们去了天上以后呢，即使这样的事情都没了。
I'll either forget what I had said.
我或者会忘记我们以前所说的。
It may be even that God used what I said for good.
上帝会甚至让我所说的这个变成一件好事。
But one way or the other, there's no more sadness in heaven over what could have been, might have been, should have been.
所以不管怎么样，就不再有悲哀，各种各样的什么样情形的悲哀，本该有的。
No more crying.
那不再有哭嚎。
I think that's different from tears. I think it's crying out.
我相信呢，这不是一个流泪哈，这就是哭出来的，是不是
？Are you ever like me? Sometimes I literally.Cry out my prayer.
我不知道大家是不是像我一样，有的时候我祷告的时候，我会哭出来，就喊出来。
Sometimes I say, Lord, help me.
我会说主啊，你帮助我。
Because I need Him a whole lot.
因为我非常需要他。
But that's not going to be heaven. We don't have to cry out.
那也不是天堂，因为你没有必要再哭嚎了。天堂没有这个。
No more pain.
再没有痛苦，疼痛。
Okay. No more pain. No more backache.
再没有背疼了。
No more tummy ache.
再没有胃疼了，肚子疼也没了。
No more heartache.
也没有心疼了。
Okay. No more pain.
再没有痛苦了。
Does it sound good?
Yes.
是不是很好啊？
Heaven. Why? For the old order of things have passed away.
因为旧的秩序、旧的世界都过去了。
It's a new heaven.
这是个新的天。新的地。
And everything's new. It's all different. And the former things, those things that are common to us now, that cause our hearts to be heavy and sorrowful, they're all going to be gone.
所有的事情今天导致我们悲伤的重担。负重的前行的那些事全都没了。
When we were little children, our mother used to say to us, "Now you go to bed, have a good sleep, and things will be better in the morning."
当我们还是小孩子的时候呢，妈妈有时候常常这么劝我说：“你先睡啊，明天早上起来事情就不一样了。”
And I was amazed. That was often the case.
我很诧异啊，经常事情真的是这样，早上起来就变了。
I'd get up in the morning, and my mother would say, "Do you still feel sick?" I'd say, "No, I feel great."
比如说我早晨起来，前天晚上身体不舒服，早晨睡觉起来，妈妈问你是不是还觉得身体不舒服？没，很好了，我好了。
When we get to heaven, all the sorrows are past.
当我们去到天上以后呢，所有的痛苦都过去了。
Verse 5.
第五节。做宝座的说看哪、啊、我要将一切都更新了又说你要写上因这话是可信的是真实的
He who was seated on the throne said I make everything new
所以做宝座的说我将一切都更新了
Everything
一切
new
都是新的
Can you understand that?
你能理解这个话吗？
No, we can't understand that.
对，我们不能理解。
I make everything new.
我是一切的更新。
In the book of Revelation, John was writing these words.
在启示录里面呢，约翰写下了这些话。
The Bible says that John was a prisoner on an island called Patmos in the Mediterranean Sea.
那圣经告诉我们的，约翰那个时候他是一个谁？他是一个囚犯，关在地中海，就是那个小亚细亚边上的一个地中海海上的小岛，叫拔摩岛上。
And the Lord Jesus came to him and said, "Now, John, I want you to write this book of Revelation. I want you to start writing."
那上帝跟约翰说，我需要你现在写下来，把这个你看见的都写下来，听见的都写下来。
So John started to listen. What he heard, he wrote down.
然后约翰就开始听了，把他听的都写下来。
And then when he saw things, he wrote them down.
然后他看见了异象呢，他也写下来。
And then when he gets to chapter 21,
然后他写到21章这块地方的时候呢，
he stops writing.
他就停下来不写了。
Why did he stop writing?
他为什么停下来不写了？
It's too good to be true.
因为他真是太好了，他不敢相信，就是人受的冲击啊。
And、John says, "I can write, but I can't. That's too good. That could never happen. How could it possibly be that good?" And instead of writing, John's sitting back. Okay. And he's thinking about what he's heard. And what's God say to him? He says, "John, keep writing." Let's read the verse again. He says, "John, you write. Write this down. These words are trustworthy and true."
所以约翰写着写着，他写到这儿，他觉得实在太不可思议了，太好了，不可能是真的。还坐在椅子上，他在那儿，这太震撼了，所以就会。神又说你要写上，这些都是真的，你要继续写。约翰回去继续写。
Okay, so you know that sometimes things are just so good you can't believe it.
你要知道有些时候这事情实在太好了，你都不敢去相信，不敢去想象。
We're almost done for time. Question.
我们时间快到了，有没有什么问题？
So Norma and I were up at Blenheim Lodge on Sunday.
Norma 跟我呢，那礼拜天的时候去了那个 Blenheim 那个宿舍公寓哈。
And we were preaching the story of the Bible to the old people.
那我们在那呢，我们经常会过去给那些老年公寓里的老人们讲那个圣经。
The average age in there is probably 92 or 93.
那边的平均年龄差不多是92和到93岁吧。
Old, old people.
非常非常老的老人了。
So I said to the people, "Do you want to go to heaven?"
然后我就跟那些人说，我说你们愿意去地狱吗？
What do you think they said?
哦，去天堂吗？
Okay, they all said yes.
他们说是，我们要去天堂。
And then I had another question for them.
然后我就问他们一个问题。
And I said, "When do you want to go?"
我说你们什么时候想去啊？
What do you think they said?
他们什么怎么说？
No.
That's right. They all said no. Okay.
他们都说现在就想去。
You want to go to heaven?
Yes.
When do you want to go? Now. Okay. That's right. That's what we all want. We want to go now.
我们现在就想去。
Heaven's a wonderful place.
天堂是个好地方。
This story is really a great story because it ends up right here.
这是一个很美好的故事啊，因为它最终的结局是在新天新地里。
There's all kinds of other stories in the world. They don't end up in a good place like that.
所以有很多其他的故事，我们并不是有这么美好的结局。
But we know two things about this story.
那我们在这个故事里，我们知道两件事情。
The verse that we just read says this story is true.
那第一呢，就是我们刚才读的经文告诉我们，这是真实的，这些都是真实的。
And it says this story is trustworthy. You can put your trust in this.
然后这个是可信的，你可以把你的信心放在这些事情上。
It's not going to fail you.
它不会让你失望的。
Okay, beautiful story.
非常好的故事。
Question.
有什么问题？
There's some more things about heaven that we'll learn next week, but just to finish off this week, anything else?
还会有其他的一些事情关于末世和天堂的，我们下一周再说。那今天已经讲的，大家有什么问题？
好。
我有个问题，就是人都有原罪的，这个原罪带到哪？到了什么时候结束？到了新天地的时候，你解除了吗？
Okay. Yeah, Hal's question is, everybody has a sin, sinful nature, originally from Adam and Eve. So, when will this sin end? After we go to the heaven, new heaven, new earth,
that's all sin.
When will the sin or sinful nature end?
All right. Good. So we have, right now we have a sinful nature.
Yeah.
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are born again.
我们现在每个人都有犯罪的本性，就是原罪。当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就重生了。
So there's a sense then, if you're born again, you've got two lives.
那某种程度呢，当你重生了以后呢，你就会有两个生命。
I was born when I was born many, many years ago.
那我生呢，是我很多很多年以前，我母亲生我。
And then 7 or 8 years after that, I climbed out of bed one night, and I got down on my knees, and I said, Lord, I believe.
然后呢，在我肉体出生以后七八年的某一天晚上，我从床上爬起来，我跪在床上跟主说呢，主啊，我相信你。
I said, I believe I'm a sinner.
我相信我是一个罪人。
I said, I believe that because of my sin, I deserve to be punished, to die, and to go to hell.
我也相信呢，因为我的罪，我需要受惩罚乃至下地狱。
I said, I believe God loves me.
我也相信神爱我。
And Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我死了。
And I believe it when he says that his death will pay for all my sin.
我也相信他说他的死要付上我罪一切的代价。
And I said, Lord Jesus, I want you to save me now.
我跟主说呢，主啊，我要你现在就来拯救我。
I said, I think I believed this yesterday.
我说呢，我想我昨天真的相信了。
I said, as a matter of fact, I know that you believed it, that I believed this yesterday.
不管怎么样呢，我相信我昨天是相信了。
But I said, I have never told you.
我没有正式的告诉你。
And I said, I am telling you now.
我现在告诉你。
I believe you.
我相信你。
I want you to save me now.
我希望你现在来救我，我要你现在来救我。
Okay, so now I got two lives.
现在我有两个生命了。
I got my natural life.
我一个天然的生命。
And I've got my spiritual life.
我属灵的生命。
With my natural life, my flesh, I still want to do bad things.
那我原来的天然生命，我的肉体呢，我还是想做坏事的。
And so we're told that the flesh is fighting against the spirit. My fleshly life is fighting against my spiritual life. 1 Corinthians,
yeah,
Romans chapter 7.
在罗马书七章呢，我们就知道的，我的属肉体的生命在此之后呢，就一直跟我属灵的生命呢在征战。
Okay, so how...What happens when my body dies?
那好，我们死了以后，我的肉体死了以后会发生什么？
My fleshly life dies.
我的肉体生命就死了，没了。
That's the part that would sin. The only part that's left is the spiritual life that doesn't sin.
那带着我犯罪的那个部分就没了。现在剩下的就是那个重生的属灵的部分。
Okay, so that's when sin is finished for me.
这就是从那一刻开始，罪在我身上就不会再有任何的影响。
When is sin finished in this chart?
那这个是对个人罪的这个程序。那对怎么样罪在这张图里面结束呢？
And the answer is right here. Sin will be punished down here in hell, but the new heavens and the new earth, no more sin there.
这就答案就是在新天新地前面一点点的位置呢，所有的惩罚和罪呢，人都会带着这个惩罚到这个火湖里去，剩下的就到了新天新地的就再也没有罪了。
The devil and all who follow him will be punished down here.
那恶者和魔鬼和所有跟随他们的人呢，就都会进到火湖里去。
But those of us who believe in Jesus, we will be up here, and there's no way anything can get from here to here. Sin cannot come back again.
那所有信靠耶稣的人呢？那他们就都所有信的人就都在这个新天新地了，而且火湖跟新天新地里有非常深的界限，是不可能从这里到那里去的。
Okay, that
okay.
Answer sufficiently.
回答了这个问题。
Yeah. Okay, Brenda, the problem is the last 5 minutes. The questions all come out the last 5 minutes. Can't figure it out.
那个新耶路撒冷里讲的不再有死亡，那那个时候我这个就没办法相信。他这个时候呢，那我只能理解成根本不是像现在在地球这个星球上不再有死亡，那还是不断有繁衍生育。
Okay. Yeah, so she cannot understand why no death. So in New Jerusalem, no death. But because she's still thinking there's a new generation by new generation, because new population will increase the total.
There won't be any after the answer here.
Fortunately, there's a simple answer to your question.
有个简单的回答给你。
The people who go to heaven.
Yeah.
Are no longer male or female. They're not like us today. They are like the angels.
Angel. Yeah. 所以去到新天新地的人呢，是我们去到天堂的人呢，其实不是再有男和女了，因为我们圣经讲了，就每一个人都像天使一样，也不娶也不嫁，就是没有繁衍了，对，
没有，
也都是一样，
都是天使家，
对，你都认识，但是你都不是，对对对，就是不娶也不嫁了，
没有
父亲。
没有了。
你认识，你知道他是谁？你知道他是谁？
All right, so we're going to have to close. We can chat a little bit after, but some of you have got to get away.
对，我们有的人要走了，我们先祷告。
We're going to close in prayer, and then we can chat a little more.